Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance.
Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt, and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet, it's all the same address. It's www.mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. You want to send us an email, you could do that too. It's marsilians@gmail.com. That's marsiljeins@gmail.com. Now this morning on the news, I don't know if you, at the time of this recording, there have been a number of tornadoes all across the Midwest. There have been rains and flooding and hail and snowstorms just ravaging the country. Hundreds of, and thousands of people are displaced out of their homes. People are being looked for, search and rescue parties, looking for people, putting out fires, just basically picking up the pieces after these natural disasters have happened. What prompted the podcast today was seeing the devastation in the Midwest, in the West, in the South, in the North, as far as tornado damage and flooding damage and whatnot, and really begs the question, do you have a home emergency plan in place? Now, we know in school that they do tornado drills and whatnot and teach the kids what to do in case of a tornado, and teachers are there to help, corral the students and keep them safe. Hospitals, government buildings, those type of places, they do have disaster plans. Often in the stairwells, you can see on the wall or on the back of the door, often there is a disaster plan map. Showing you the easiest way to exit the building in case of a fire or other natural disaster. But you never think about having one at home. Again, with all the devastation going on, hopefully many, 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 many of those people had a disaster plan in place, knowing what exactly what they needed to do, where they needed to go when the disaster struck. So I thought I would just share an article from one of our insurance carriers, Grange Insurance. If you go to our website, www.mvpinsure.us, lower right-hand side of the landing page, there should be a section there for Let's Talk Insurance. Go ahead and click on that, and it should bring you to the blog post for today. If you're listening to this later on, you can always go to mvpinsure.us, click on the that page for Let's Talk Insurance, and you should be able to find the archived article for today's podcast. Now, there are seven tips for creating a home emergency plan or a disaster plan. I'm only going to share a few of them because I want you to go to our website. I want you to go to the blog post and, again, go over what we're talking about today, as well as clicking through to the full article. Lots of tips in there. There's tips in there having to do with your pets and what to do as a part of your disaster plan. So I definitely want you to go to our website, mvpinsure.us, click on Let's Talk Insurance section of the landing page, and go to the blog post to read the article about creating a home emergency plan. Now, the first tip that they have is consider your needs. Take stock of what natural disasters can occur in your area and prepare accordingly. Now, here living in Michigan, you know, we have lots of natural disasters. You know, we can have tornadoes, we can have severe thunderstorms, we can have hail, we've had flooding, and we are actually dealing in the southern part of the state dealing with flooding. So those types of disasters are something that we need to take stock of when I and others in the West Michigan area need to plan for a home emergency plan. So we know that we're susceptible to tornadoes and flooding, hail and severe thunderstorms. So those are the disasters that we need to build our plan around. The other thing to take into account is your particular family dynamic. Maybe you have small children, maybe you have infants, maybe you have a disabled person living in your home, maybe you yourself are disabled, maybe you have elderly people living in your home or elderly people that you care about in the area that you want to be a part of your emergency plan. That factors into it as well when it comes to developing your plan. So those are things to consider when it comes to developing your emergency plan. The second tip that they offer here is a disaster supply kit. Now, you've heard of disaster supply kits, bad storm kits, emergency kits. Some people call them bug out bags. Basically, it's a duffel bag or a large bag filled with items that you need in case of an emergency, something that you can grab quickly and go. That's why they call it a bug out bag. The article from Grange Insurance does have a click through to a list of items that you may want to consider having as a part of your emergency disaster supply kit or bug out bag. So be sure to, again, go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower right hand side, Let's Talk Insurance, click through to the article so you can see some of the suggestions as far as items to keep with you as far as your bug out bag. The third tip that they have here is know where to go. Finding a safe place for shelter in your home is different for everyone. Some people may live in an apartment building. Others may live in a mobile home. Some people have basements, other people do not. So do research and find the safest place in either your home or nearby when you and your family can find safety. Now, when it comes to something like a mobile home or a manufactured home park, a lot of the suggestions are, I believe there's like a community building. Usually there's a community building that's designated as a safe space for people to go. Check with your manufactured home or mobile home park office and find out where you are to go in case of a tornado or in case of other serious natural disaster. The park should have a plan. Same with if you belong to a condo association. Find out if your condo association has a disaster plan in place. Then in case of a tornado and you can't get to your condo, or if you're at a community building or somewhere else within the association, where can you quickly get to find shelter? So definitely know where to go to find safety. I know for our home, we're going to be in the basement. There is a small, we call it a game closet in the basement. There's just a small little room where we keep our board games and video game peripherals, like our Guitar Hero guitars and whatnot. We keep them in that little room. There's enough space for myself, my wife, our two kids, and our animals to fit in there. Not comfortably, but it's a place to be in case of a tornado or something like that. There are no windows. There's only one door. And I believe that it's located underneath the garage in that area. So that is our place to go. If you like if you're in an apartment, or if you're in a hotel, or if you're in your office. Here in the office, we have a basement, so we'd be going down to the basement. If I can't get to the basement, I know that I have a hallway here that I can go to that's away from windows. There is a bathroom that doesn't have any windows in it that I can go to. So I do have a couple of different places while I'm here at the office that in case of a tornado or severe weather where I have to take shelter, there are places that I can go. If I can't make it down in the basement, at least I can make it into that one of the two bathrooms there to find shelter away from windows and possible flying debris. Again, if you live in an apartment building, find out where the safest place is for your apartments. Mobile home or manufactured home, find out where the safest place is. At your office, find out where the safest place is. Your kids should be taken care of. The schools should be doing, like I said, tornado drills on a regular basis to teach kids where to go and what to do, so you don't have to worry about that. But definitely know where to go to find shelter in case of a natural disaster. The last tip that I want to share with you as part of this podcast, again, I want you to go to our website, and I'm going to say it one more time. Go to mvpinsure.us, lower right-hand side of the landing page. Go to Let's Talk Insurance, and it'll bring you to this article, this blog post for today's podcast, and then links to the article to check the other three tips, including ones on what to do with your pets. The last tip I have for you is stay connected. Develop a communication plan to keep in contact with family members in case of a disaster. The plan should include how you're going to receive alerts about the weather, emergency contact phone numbers, and how you will keep in contact with other family members in case of a disaster. The article does suggest that it may be helpful to designate an out-of-town contact to help coordinate with you. So that, for example, if my wife is at home, the kids are at school, I'm at the office, it's best to have somebody that's out of town be the contact. So if I can't get a hold of Brenda on her cell phone, at least I can call this out of town person and say, hey, if you hear from Brenda, let her know that I am, you know, in the back bathroom at the office and I'm okay. You know, same with the kids. The kids can call or text this person and say, hey, they have us in the basement of the school or in the hallway of the school or whatnot. I'm okay. And then again, my wife Brenda could, you know, call or text that person and let them know that she's okay. That way we have one person that's not a part of the disaster that's able to help us keep coordinated as far as where we're all at and making sure that we're all safe and sound. So again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. You can give us a call if you're on the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. It doesn't matter if you're on a laptop, desktop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. It's mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. You can send us an email, too. It's marsilians@gmail.com. That's marsilians@gmail.com. Again, I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. And I hope you have a very safe week. And don't forget to develop a home emergency plan in case of a natural disaster. Take care.